Good day. My name is Craig Wynn, and this is the Iowa Blog. Today is January 2nd, 2025. I'd like to speak to you about the greatest threat to the survival of our planet and human existence. It is, and I will use a pet term, the zombie apocalypse. Now, while that might sound crazy, let me share with you who the zombies represent so that you might have a better understanding of what the Earth, this planet, is about to endure and has been enduring these past year and a half. There is nothing more lethal to human existence than the alliance between progressives and Muslims. It is dominating the dialogue. It is dominating our streets, news waves, and college campuses. Unfortunately, a very, very tiny percentage of people recognize the nature of either of these two beasts or why they are allied together, nor do they understand what the consequence will be. Far too many people are fixated on the nature of immigrants and are even racist often in their response. I am not going to speak to you about a race. I am not against immigrants. And far too many people have no understanding of who it is that is influencing academia, the mainstream media, as well as politics, particularly in Europe, most recently in the United States, but also on college campuses and in the United Nations. So let's begin, because these two foes of human decency are both ignorant, they're both irrational, and they're both grotesquely immoral. And they have combined forces. First on Islam. I am the foremost authority on the actual nature of the Islamic religion on earth. No one knows Muhammad better, understands Allah more, or has done a more comprehensive job of reordering the Quran chronologically and setting it into the context of Muhammad's life so that it could be understood. Proof of everything I will say regarding Islam is contained in the 5-volume set comprising 4,200 pages of analysis called Goddamn Religion. These 5 volumes are comprised entirely of the Islamic scriptures. I use Muhammad's and Allah's words against them so that you might understand the nature of this beast that is waging war against all humankind. Every citation comes from either the Quran, the Islamic Hadith, or either of the two topical collections of Hadith, one by Ibn Ishaq called the Sirah, the Life of Allah's Messenger. It's really the oldest book that exists in Islam. And the other is by Tabari. It's called The History of Islam's Formation. Those combined with the two topical arrangements of Hadith, one by Bukhari, the other by Muslim, are the 5 most respected, 5 oldest, 5 most credible sources of Muhammad's words and Allah's recitals. They were both handed down exactly the same way from mouth to ear. Over the generations before they were written down, they come from exactly the same group of people. They have absolutely the same authenticity. Either they are both right or they are both wrong. They convey the same message about the same time and the same people. And so a case made against Islam, relying exclusively on the Quran and Hadith, is irrefutable. That said, I will turn to my recap of Islam up to the point that Muslims pledged to wage war on all mankind in a moment. Because now I want to turn my attention to who are progressives and why are they in league with Muslims. Progressive is the new term for those who are exceedingly liberal. Most are socialists. Those who are not socialists are Marxists, some even communists. They're the most liberal influence on our society. Recent studies on academia show that there's a higher concentration of extreme liberals, therefore progressives, in colleges than any place else on earth. There's also a high concentration of them in the mainstream media and in the United Nations. Government positions are held by a whopping percentage by progressives. They have enormous influence. I am apolitical, which means I don't favor either political party in the United States or any particular political party in Europe or around the world. I disdain politics. I know the beast well. I've entertained many of the leading politicians in America in my home. I know them personally. I've been to their homes. And I despise them all. There is no such thing as a worthy leader. They're all egomaniacs. Now, that said, progressives have become far more powerful and influential than conservatives. Yes, I know that Donald Trump won the last election, but he only won the last election because progressives were so belligerent. They whined so incessantly in the news media. They tried so hard to demonize Trump and anyone who sided with him that 20% majority or 20% minority that is between the right-wing Republicans and the left-wing Democrats, they're the ones who decide elections, and they overwhelmingly voted against the progressives because they were so irritating. They'll resolve that. They will come with a different proposal next time. But these individuals, they have enormous influence. They have indoctrinated an entire generation of Americans and also Europeans who are no longer capable of using evidence and reason, because in this new progressive religion, and it has every element of a religion in the way that it is professed and the way that it is believed, the way that evidence and reason have no sway among the congregant of progressives, that this new religion has destroyed an entire generation of European and a Muslim and American minds such that they're incapable of thinking independently, such that they have forfeited the exercise of good judgment, so that evidence and reason don't matter to them anymore. All they know are the political platitudes. They're driven by hate when they say that they will not tolerate it. They're a living hypocrisy, because now they have aligned themselves with the religion that is most opposed to everything they claim to stand for, that treats women worse than animals, that gives them no rights, that makes them walk around in tents, that makes them second-class citizens who can be abused by their husbands. When a Muslim woman is raped, it is the woman who is punished, not the perpetrator. They've aligned with this. They've aligned with the religion that has mutilated the genitals of its children. They've aligned with a religion that promotes the slave trade and is responsible for 50 million enslaved persons, mostly women, as sex slaves worldwide. They've sided with the religion whose edicts keep them in the Stone Age, in the 7th century. They've sided with a religion that is predicated entirely on lies. They've predicated They've associated themselves and aligned themselves with a religion that condones pedophilia and rape and the abuse of women, terror, mass murder. Muhammad endorsed all of these things. Muhammad did all of these things. And yet progressives who claim to be moral, who claim to be righteous, who claim to be enlightened, have aligned themselves with this religion. Why do I make this claim? Because you look at the protests on college campuses. Look at the faces. Look at the protests in the streets of America and in Europe, where they're chanting genocide to Jews, where they're chanting on behalf of a fake people, Palestinians, on behalf of a nation and place that has never existed, Palestine, claiming that Palestine will be free from the river to the sea, which is the annihilation of all Jews. And the faces in those crowds are mostly progressives. They're actually a minority of Muslims. Oh, there are Muslims there, and they are terrifying. Yes, the purpose of those protests on college campuses, the purpose of those protests down the streets of Europe and America, the entire purpose of them is to terrorize others into submission. They want you afraid so you won't speak up, so you won't bother to know the truth, so you won't try to stop them in what they wish to accomplish, which is the rape of your daughters and your wives, the conquest of your lands, the removal of all freedoms, their imposition of total and complete tyranny. And they're using these marches in the streets of Europe and America and on college campuses and their threats on social media to terrorize everyone who would try to oppose them into submission. And to a large degree, it's working, because there isn't one person in a million that is willing to call Islam a death cult and terrorist religion. They all want to blame immigrants. They all want to blame everything other than Muhammad is the founder of Islam. Allah is the un-God of Islam, the Quran, the book of Islam. And yet that is where all of this is emerging. There is this notion that is completely contrived, that terrorist Muslims have corrupted their religion, that they're radicals, that they were radicalized. Nothing could be further from the truth. Islamic terrorists are good Muslims. That's how the Quran defines them. They're following Muhammad's example. Yes, it is possible to be a good person and be a Muslim, but only if you are a bad, hypocritical Muslim. And of these bad, peaceful, hypocritical Muslims, Allah says that He wants the good jihadist Muslims to kill them so that He can torture them forever in hell. There is no place at the table in Islam for peace. There is no place at the table for Islam, in Islam, for moderation. Islam exists to wage war on all humankind. If you do not know that, then you are unaware of how it was founded. You're unaware of its religious texts. Even in Israel, you find every politician and the news media saying that they're at war against Hezbollah and Hamas. It's not true. They're at war against Islam because Islam declared war on Jews 1,400 years ago when Muhammad perpetrated genocide against them. And I will tell you those stories so that you know them, so that you never forget them. Hamas is simply a symptom of Islam, as is Islamic Jihad, as is Hezbollah, as are the Iranian Ayatollahs, as are the Houthis, although the Houthi hoodies are the clown face of Islam. Hamas is not. They're rapists. They're pedophiles. They're savage monsters. Now, what has happened is that progressives are trying to rewrite history. They're Orwellian. They want to tear down society because, well, they don't fit into it. They don't like it. They disdain success. And so all the things that made, for example, America the freest nation on earth, the place where upward mobility, regardless of your birth, your social status, or your race, is more afforded to everyone than any other place in world history, they want to tear down. Now, why would they want to tear that down when they claim to be for it? Because that's not what they're for. They're for control. Progressives are for large government and total control of the masses through government. They want the masses dumbed down, ignorant, and compliant. They want to terrorize you into submission. They personally don't have the guts to do it. So they have partnered with Muslims to terrorize you into submission. And they are so full of themselves, they believe that when the Muslims have effectively torn down every aspect of civilization, so that there's essentially nothing left but a quivering mass of cowards, that they will somehow put the Muslims into a little corner. They're so full of themselves, they think that they can change anyone, transform anyone into their nature, get them to love them and comply with them. It's not going to work. They're in a death spiral. Believing that they can control the tool they are using to compel the world into compliance. This is what we are witnessing. And if you don't understand why it's happening, shame on you. As for the Muslims, the progressives are useful idiots to them. They provide them with cover. They provide them with a sense of legitimacy. They change the narrative from that of annihilation of Jews and the death of humanity, the conquest of this ruthless dogma of Islam. They change the narrative from that. And they give it a veneer of righteousness, that they're somehow oppressed people, that they are a people and deserving of a homeland, and it's the Jews who are depriving them of that. They have inverted truth and lies for the Muslims. The Muslims were the perpetrators of 10/7. They were the rapists. They were the torturers. They were the terrorists. They were the mass murderers. They were the enslavers. And yet liberals, because they don't care about evidence and reason, they're so into their propaganda. They're so into their platitudes. They're so into their desire to control everyone and what you can say and what you can do, which is why they have so many constraints on free speech. They would invert the narrative to turn the victims into perpetrators and the perpetrators into victims. This is how they are working together. And the result is horrifying. Hundreds of thousands of young girls have been raped by Muslims over the last 10 years. In Europe. And the government is deliberately covering it up. Let's speak to an issue, recent one, but just a point along this timeline. Early the morning of January 1st on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, an American Muslim, a Muslim who had served in the U.S. military, in the Army, from Texas, he decided that it was appropriate to fly the flag of the Islamic State, ISIS, on the back of his pickup truck, and then deliberately purposefully mow down women and children in cold blood. He killed 15. He injured 30. Now, when he did this, the authorities, the FBI and the Justice Department, all did everything they could to hide the truth. They deliberately lied to you. They said it was not a terrorist act. They put a cover over the ISIS flag so you wouldn't know his identity. They would not release his name. Why did the FBI and criminal investigative authorities deliberately try to deceive you? There were the bodies of 15 women and children on the street that this Muslim had run over, another 30 in critical condition. And they knew his motivation from the flag he flew and from his name, and could quickly look up that he was, in fact, a good Muslim. And they deliberately withheld and covered up, literally covered up the evidence. Why? Well, I've just explained it to you, haven't I? Here's the story. Police would not publicly identify the suspect, but it finally leaked that he was 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar. Shamsud is based on the Arabic word sham. It is the same Arabic word that is used by the Islamic terrorists that just took over Syria. It tells you that their intent is to control the entire Levant. Lebanon, Jordan, Syria, and Israel. The Islamic State, when it was born, used the name ISIS, the Islamic State in Greater Syria. It is the same Shamsud. His name identified him with the same motivations of the Islamic State. His last name, Jabbar, means great. And so he wanted to control, by way of Islam, the Levant, the ultimate conquest being Israel. That's who he was. That's what his name says. That's what his flag said. That's what his mosque said. And yet the American police and FBI deliberately covered over his motives. Yes, the motive was not only not disclosed by the FBI, they lied and said it was not a terrorist. Now, I have a tough time with the term terrorist, because terrorism is a tactic. It is not a motivation. It is not a cause. It is not a group. And so when we use this term, what we're trying to do is to preclude the actual name of the institution, religion, or political mantra that is motivating the use of this tactic. Tactic of terrorism is designed by a weaker force to make life unbearable for the masses, such that the masses are, through fear, capitulate. It's what's happening in the streets of Europe. It's what's happening on college campuses. They want the masses to capitulate, and so they are doing their best to terrorize us. It is why this Muslim ran down and murdered 15 people. When it was known that he had a black flag, but they had not yet revealed the insignia on that black flag, it has now been disclosed because a photographer actually took a picture of it. I went and looked because I knew that black flags, white flags, green flags, and red flags were part of Muhammad's mantra. And so I will share with you in this next program precisely how Muhammad used flags and what Muslims say today about those flags, so that you know why the Fakistanian flag is black, white, red, and green. And you'll understand the nature of this monster. I'll be back with you in a moment. This is